Today's share of the Deir Shu Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Ayin Aleph Omud Aleph. We're in the third volume of the Mishnah Brura, and we began Simin Reish Tzadi Vav, which deals with the halachas of Havdelah at home on wine in yesterday's share. And we're at the very bottom of Ayin Omud Beis with the words of the Ramah. Gam Shovchin Min HaKos, the last line. We also have a custom that we pour a little bit of the wine out from the cup, Liachar Havdelah, after we complete saying Havdalah, Umechabin Bohaner, and we put out the candle with that little bit of wine. The Rochatzim Bo'enov, Mishum Chibuv HaMitzvah. And some people have the custom that they will also go and rub a little bit of this wine in their eyes to demonstrate Chibuv HaMitzvah. This is a similar idea to people that have the customs brought down by the Shalah, that they kiss the matzahs on Pesach, they kiss the Sukkah, they kiss the Mezuzah, they kiss the Sefer. So all of these ideas are Mishum Chibuv HaMitzvah, to demonstrate how much we desire and care about this mitzvah. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Vav explains that we do this Hainu Le'achar Shasiyah. Of course, after you make the bracha, you have to drink. So first you drink from the glass of Havdalah, and then you can pour out a little bit. U'shasiyah sayayin tia b'yeshiva. And when you're drinking the wine, you should do this in a sitting position, because de'ein shosim u'mud l'chachila. Ideally, one should not drink the wine or any eating standing up. One should eat and drink sitting down. Then he brings down Noagu Hanoshim Shalo Lishtos Mikos Havdalah. The custom is that women don't drink from the cup of Havdalah. Mishnah foot number 9 brings down the reason for this from the Shalah. Sha'etz Shechilo Chave Etzadim Rishon Hoitzo Etz HaGefen. There are different opinions as to what the Etz HaDas was. There is one opinion that says that it was a vine. And therefore, Ayidesha Sochta Esu Hanovim Vishkiso. And the fact that Chava took these grapes and made it into a wine, which is what he drank. So therefore, the women have the custom not to drink from the glass of Havdalah. However, he brings down from Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld Zatzal that when Yontif is on Sunday, so now they're making Havdalah and Kiddush at the same time, it is permissible for women to drink from the glass of the Yontif Kiddush, which is also Havdalah. And he brings an interesting riot from on Pesach night. When Pesach comes out, the first Seder comes out on Motzei Shabbos on Sunday, so therefore women also are Mechuyavos to have the first cup of wine, even though it's Havdalah, as well as Kiddush. He also points out, let's say you put some of the wine back into the container, so you pour a little of wine into the cup to take the pogum status out, and then you pour the remainder of the wine back into the container, there's certainly no problem for women to drink from that at some later point. Of course, they make a bar piyagothin. I heard a more halachic reason for this is that because the women, it's questionable whether the mechuyavos in Havdalah or not, and therefore they're answering amen to all the other brachos would be considered a hefsek between the bari priya gofen and their drinking. Therefore, for that reason, it's preferable that women do not drink from the wine of Havdalah without making their own bari priya gofen at some later point in time. The issue for number 8 brings down from the Shulchan Aruch Harav the reason why we specifically put the candle out with the wine from the Havdalah, and he says this to demonstrate that the mitzvah of the Ner Havdalah is purely to make a bracha on it, and then we put it out afterwards with the wine of the Havdalah to show this. Then the Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, this koshel Havdalah, rogil hamavdil lishtoso kulo. The custom is that the person who makes Havdalah should drink the entire cup over here, kulo. Veino mashkim mimeno b'nei basin. He brings out this from the Magen Avraham, that you don't give it to other people to drink. And he suggests, the Mishnah Berurah, that is, v'nira shatam, the reasoning is over here, kadesh yuchal levarach brach achrona. You want to make sure that you have an entire revius over here, and you drink the entire revius, and this way you make the al hagefen after you finish drinking the entire cup of Havdalah. Kishi ishter rak melo lugma, because if you only drink the minimal amount that's actually required, which is a malo lugmav, then yesh safik bracha achrona, it is unclear whether you should or should not make a bracha achrona in this situation, as we've already learned that Simon Ray should, and therefore better to drink the entire thing. And since people have often a cup that's exactly revius, the person making Havdalah should drink the entire cup and not give it out to others. Of course, if it has more than a revius in there and he drinks a revius, so then there's certainly nothing wrong with other people drinking from this. They, of course, should have in mind to be yotzi with his bari priya gofen, and they should drink without any talking or any interruptions other than saying amen. Sif Beis, the Mechaber writes, Ein Mavdilin ala pas. You're not allowed to make Havdalah on bread. We had mentioned previously that one can make Kiddush on Friday night on bread, but one cannot make Havdalah on bread. However, Aval HaShechar Mavdilin, but on beer, one can make Havdalah, Im Hu Chamar Medina, if it has the status of being Chamar Medina, which is a subject we discussed in great detail in the past. Basically, it's a beverage that is drunk because of its chashivos, its importance, and is drunk not to pull it to satisfy your thirst, to quench your thirst. V'huadin l'shar mashkin, and the same halacha the Mechaber tells us applies to other liquids, except chutz min amayim, even if water is something that is drunk as kavod, so to say, you put it out not just to quench your thirst, nevertheless, even if that's what most people drink water for, one cannot say Havdalah on water. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat Zayin explains the Lo Domei LeKiddush. This is different Havdalah than Kiddush. The Shiny Kiddush Shum B'Makom Suda Kiddush, which is in the place of Suda, V'Havi Me'inyan Atzorich LeKiddush Masha Enkein Havdalah. Therefore, you have to have bread at the Suda. That's the definition of Kiddush, and therefore, according to some opinions, you can make Kiddush on bread as opposed to Havdalah, which has nothing to do with the meal. Therefore, you can't make Havdalah on bread. Mishnah Berurah Sivkat Ches writes that on beer you can be Ma'avdil according to these opinions in its Chamar Medina. In Ein Lo Yayin, that's only the Mishnah Berurah says if you don't have wine available to you. But if you do have wine available to you, or grape juice halachically is wine, who kodem the chol amashkin, he brings down from the Arzarua Rishon that is preferable than any other beverage. If you can make Havdalah on wine or grape juice, so that certainly is preferable to any other beverage, even if it is definitely Chamar Medina. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, v'chazal hifligu, the rabbis extolled over here, gam came begodel hamitzvah v'amru. The rabbi said how great it is to make Havdalah on wine. And they said, hamavdil alayayin, if somebody goes and makes Havdalah on wine, or if you're listening to somebody who's making Havdalah on wine, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Koreyu Kadosh, you're called a holy person by God. The Yoseu Skula, and this is a good thing for the person, Shenemra, Visimli Segula Mikolamim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes you special, he makes you into a skula from amongst all the nations. V'omer, further it says, V'abdil Eschem and Amim, and this will separate you from the nations of the world, and this is brought down the name of the Torah. The issue for number 11 explains when we say it over here that we don't have wine, it means you don't have wine easily available to you, even if there is wine in the city. So then you can make the bracha on beer, which is Chamar Medina. However, the issue for number 12 has a long discussion over here as to whether there really is Chamar Medina nowadays. And he brings down the famous Chazon Ish, which we pointed out beforehand, that the Chazon Ish says that nowadays there is no din of Chamar Medina. While this is a minority opinion, it's certainly not something to be just totally dismissed. And this is, in fact, also the opinion of the Ksos HaShulchan. And he says, wherever wine is certainly available, one should not consider any other beverage Chamar Medina, and certainly one should not make Havdalah on other beverages when wine is easily available, which Baruch Hashem, it really is today. However, Rav Yashiv Zatzal does bring down that it's not natural and normal for us to have wine at every meal. Again, each country, each community is different in this regard. But since many, many places, wine is not a natural part of every meal, and it's sometimes difficult for people to have wine, so then it certainly is a concept of Chamar Medina. And he says that's why it would be acceptable in most places if somebody doesn't have wine or can't tolerate wine, then he could make Havdalah on Chamar Medina. And he says basically that it's still called Chamar Medina even if wine is available. And the Shevet HaLevi Zatzal says that even if wine is available, it doesn't negate calling something else Chamar Medina. However, the issue foot number 13 brings down She'ein Sheikhor Nechshev Chamar Medina Elim Kein Ein Yayin Matzui B'chol Ha'ir, that you shouldn't call it Chamar Medina unless wine is not available. Plus, even in that situation, it has to be something that people regularly drink as Chamar Medina. This is discussed more in the Mishnah Berurah Sivkat Tes, where he says the definition of Chamar Medina, we've already discussed in Siman Reish Ayin Beis, Siv Tes, the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha there, what exactly Mahu Chamar Medina, Ayin Sham. Then he continues and he says, Umasha Kosav Huadin Lashar Mashkin, that which the Mechaber said, this is true for other beverages other than here that could be called Chamar Medina, that's true over here, that it's beverages that people regilin lishtosa, that are used to be drunk, Avo Mashkin Shugilin Pesach, but that's when they drink it all year round, but something that's only drunk at a certain point in time. For example, on Pesach, we have licorice, kemo mei licorice, you have licorice liquors. That's not called Eino Chamar Medina. Kivin Shein Regil Lishtosu Kol Shana, because it's not drunk all year round. The definition of Chamar Medina is something that's drunk really all year round. And he says, Hu Adin Kol Koyotzi Bezeh, anything else is similar to this. And he says, Afilu Mei Devash, which literally is honey water. I think it's basically a sort of a mead or a type of beer made from honey as opposed to beer made from hops. Lo Havi Chamar Medina, that's not called Chamar Medina. Elam Medino Shein Regil Lishtosu, unless that's a common beverage drunk all the time in that community. But if they don't drink it there, El Leprokim, except every now and then it's not called Lo Havi Chamar Medina, the Gora Meshecho, then it doesn't have the status of regular beer, which is Chamar Medina, and it wouldn't satisfy this requirement of Chamar Medina. What about liquor? Yayin Sraf, in Kedai L'Havdol, he says, on hard liquor, you shouldn't make Havdalah, because he brings down the Ha'kosav HaMagen HaRom, the Magen HaRom writes, the Kos Havdalah Rogil HaMavdil Lishtoso Kulo, because as we pointed out already, you're supposed to drink the entire cup of a revis, then Mashka Mimenu B'nei HaBayis, and you don't give it to other people in the house. B'yayin Sraf, Kosh L'Kaimzeh, it's very difficult to drink a revis of hard liquor in one shot. But if there is no other choice, that's the only beverage you have available, he says you can't make Havdalah on it. However, However, va'ach sheyizar lishtos v'menu al kaponim kimlo lugmav shu rov revius. But you should at least try to drink from that a rov revius, which is called a malo lugmav, a cheekful of the hard liquor. And if you don't, v'imlav lo yotze, you only have a sip of the liquor, so then you're not yotze. The issue foot number 14 says, what about whiskey? So he brings down for the Shelet Shuvas Or Letzion. That's also not called Chamar Medina. He says, Sharei Ein Haderech Lishtosel, because most people don't drink that on a regular basis. Again, this possibly could be different in different communities. Then the Mishnah continues to bring down from the Shari Tshuva, B'Shem and the Birka Yosef, Thou Cholav, the Shemen, Ein Lahadu. On milk and on oil, you can't make Havdalah. Shein Regilin Lishtosel Lamashka, because they're not normal beverages people drink. The issue foot number 15 brings down, even in places where milk is drunk on a regular basis. So Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal said, it's really not called Chamar Medina, because people are drinking it for health purposes, to get calcium, etc., but not because of Chamar Medina. Mishnah Berurah Kanyut says you can't make it on water. Af im rov shesias hamedina humin amayim. Even if nowadays many people beverage of the meal is water. They don't have soda. They don't have coffee. They don't have other things. They have water. It's healthy. So even if that's the case, mishum de lo choshev, it still doesn't have the status of being significant and important, and therefore you can't use it for havdalah. It's not chamar medina. The issue foot number 16 brings down what about various juices. So he says they're really mostly water as well, and therefore they don't have the status, according to Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zatzal, and Nigris Moshe, of being chamar medina. The possible exceptions to this, orange juice or grapefruit juice, so the Chazon Ish said that they may have the status of being chamar medina. However, it's brought down that he was not so meich on this, lemaisa. Rav Yashiv Zatzal says that they are mashkim chashuvim, and they would have the status of chamar medina. In regards to tea, so the Ksos HaShulchan says that's not called chamar medina, but Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, the Yigris Moshe, does bring down that if you have no other choice, you could possibly make it b'shas hadchak gadol, efshol lahokah was there, you could possibly make it on tea. In regards to coffee, Rav Shlomo Zalman says that if it's hot coffee, it would have the status of being chamar medina. People don't drink it to quench their thirst. They drink it as a chosh of the beverage. And he says there's no difference between the different types of coffee, or if you have milk in the coffee. And he says they even bring it out at various semachot, and therefore it has the status of being chamar medina. However, Chaim Kanievsky Shlita doesn't hold like that, and he doesn't consider coffee to be chamar medina. Soda is not considered chamar medina according to the Salmas Chaim and the Igros Moshe, and there are other beverages here, various types of other beers, dark beers, light beers, Ayin Shom, and the rest of this footnote. Suffice to say, there is a lot of machlokes as to what satisfies as chamar medina. And again, lechatchila, I can't understand why somebody doesn't make havdalah on wine or grape juice if it is available to them and it doesn't hurt them or bother them to drink it. Mishnah Berurah continues and he brings down other beverages on kvass and borscht, various types of beverages. So he brings down from the Tatz and Simon Kuf Pebez and El Yeraba over there. Da'af b'shaset chak ein v'racham. You can't use these even b'shaset chak. Da'af shahamonim shosam osam, because even though many people do drink them, mikol makom lo chashive uchamo mayim, they're not really considered significant and important, and they have the status of water. He says even v'ach. Af das hamogin avram shom dehetik das rashal lahok b'shasachak. There is an opinion there brought down by Morgan Avram in the name of the marshal that you could maybe use it under extenuating circumstances. That's only haynu dafka gabe kos birchas hamozel. That's in terms of benching, because you have to make a bracha anyway on the cup that you're making benching on. So there's no concern of a bracha l'vatola. Sheim b'chashash bracha l'vatola. Ukedemukach b'tshuvas rashal, as the marshal himself specifically states or implies in his tshuva, as opposed to mashen came b'avdola, that it doesn't come on its own. It's only being brought because of havdola, and therefore it's a bracha l'vatola. Potentially, if it's not chamar medina, then he brings down from the Chayyodom the bishas adchak yesh lahadil amashke kvas. You could use kvas under extenuating circumstances. Velo yadati tamu, but I don't know why the Mishnah Berurah says that's acceptable. And maybe ulai my rishinase mashke choshev kein mashke shecha, because maybe in those communities it was considered a choshev a beverage like beer. Begam zedavkim ikosh tias ahamun humi mashkezeh, and that's only if most people really drink this as a regular beverage, as a choshev a beverage. The lav hachi, because if that's not the case, then it's certainly lo havei chamar medina. Then the Ramo says, "Hagova tov yosel lahavdil akos pogum shol yayin me'al shechar." He brings that from the Avodram that it's actually better to drink from a wine that's from the kos pogum rather than to take a chamar medina beverage that is not from a kos pogum that is otherwise perfectly good. So again, we see here the importance of on wine. And then the Ramah says, "V'nogu lahavdil b'motzei pesach al shechar v'lo yayin." The one exception may be on motzei pesach when you haven't had beer all the days of pesach because it's chametz. So you want to demonstrate mishum dechaviv love to show you how you would have loved to have had beer, but only you're not having it because of pesach. So some have the custom they b'dafka make havdalah motzei pesach on beer rather than on wine. Mishnah Berurah of Kanyud Aleph writes, "V'amogin Avram mitzadei debemokam hashechor shashechor chamar medina." The Mogin Avram writes that where shechor is considered chamar medina, yesh lomar do odif mikos yain pogum. Maybe in that situation, it's better than a yain that is pogum. That which the Ramah said it's better to use a pug and cup of wine rather than beer is only when beer is not considered chamar medina. Which the Magen Avraham said that when a shechar is chamar medina, it may be better to use shechar rather than wine from a kos pogum. So Sharetzi and Oshud Gimel brings down from the Elyon Rabbah and the Sefer Shabbos that they disagree with this and they dispute this. And Yishuv number 18 explains this in more detail. Ayin Shom. Mishnah Berurah Sif Kon Yud Beis writes that the minhag is to make havdalah on bira matzit pasach. So he says the davka b'mokum shashechu chamar medina. It's only if shechar is chamar medina. But he brings down abal b'eretz Ashkenaz lo avi chamar medina. And nowadays where it's not considered chamar medina, maybe this goes like the Chazon Ish as well. Lo mahani mashahu chaviv. The fact that you like beer better, you want to demonstrate the chavivus that you could have beer all pesach. But also lahavdu lo. And he says you shouldn't make havdalah on beer ever, not even on matzit pesach. Mishnah Berurah Sif Kon Yud Gimel writes lo shasu kol yemei pesach. So I pointed out the reason why to suggest that you should make it on Matzei Pesach was because you haven't drunk it all the days of Pesach, because it's chametz, and you want to demonstrate that you would have drunk it other than the mitzvah that Hashem tells you don't eat or drink chametz on Pesach. Rabbi continues and he writes, "Beyantiv shecholios b'matzei Shabbos, when Yantiv comes out on Sunday, sheyesh bo kiddushu ne'emar lapas, that you're allowed to make kiddush on bread. Then, as we've already pointed out, according to many poskim, so then yesh omrim, there is an opinion brought down over here in the name of the Torah, in the name of the Gaonim." Shagava Kiddush, since you're allowed to make Kiddush, Mavilan Gam Kenol, then you can make the Havdalah, the Yaknahaz over here in the Kiddush on Saturday night, which is Yontif. You can also make Havdalah over there on this bread. But then he brings down the Yeshomen. This is the name of the Torah's father, the Rosh. Sheyosir Tov, Lomer HaKiddush, V'Havdalah, Shneim Al HaShecho. In that situation, it's better to actually make Kiddush and the Havdalah on beer, which is Chamar Medina, and Hagav, Asfar Rishon Ikra. But the Ramah tells us over here that we passing like the first opinion, that you should rather make it on bread, even though you're making Havdalah, rather than use beer for Kiddush and Havdalah on Saturday night, which is Yontif. Mishnah Berurah Sif Kon Yud Dalet writes, wrote to Lomar, after Baal Me'im Avdil on Apaskadel, even as we pointed out, you can't normally make Havdalah on bread, Hoch Agav Kiddush Uikar, since you're making Kiddush over here, which is more important than Havdalah, Omrim Kol Hayaknaz Alapaz, then you can't make the entire Kiddush Havdalah on bread. Sif Kon Yud Tezvav, the Mishnah Berurah says that Ramah points out over here that we should paskin like this, Tamo, Mishum Daharbi Rishon Misirulu De'ein Mekachin Al HaShecha, because there are many that say you can't make Kiddush on beer ever on Friday night or on the night time of Yontif. Ukilel Basimen Reish Ayin Basiv Tes Ayin Shom, as we've already learned. Lekach Tov Yosef Lasos Kol HaYaknaz Al Paz. Therefore, this opinion, the Ramah says, the first opinion of the Mechaber is more halacha lemaisa, that you should make the entire Kiddush Havdalah on bread. Nevertheless, Mikol Makom Nira Debezeh Yedaktit Lechachil Lechabisar Chayayin. Certainly over here, you should certainly try to find wine. Afilu Im HaPas Chaviv Lo Yosem Yayin. Even if you like bread more than wine, you should try to find wine in this situation to get around any problem. The Kama Gedola Rishonim Sabri De'en Omrim HaMadol Al Pas, because there are those that say you can never make Havdalah on bread. Afilu B'Matzei Shabbos Yontif, even when Sunday, Saturday night is Yontif. V'yaf im lo yimsa yayin, if you can't find wine, then hapas odiv mishechar. Then, only in that situation should you take bread over shechar. In the Shaar Tzion, Os Tesvav, the Chofetz Chaim writes, al kol panim lechatchil bevadei mitzvah ledakti b'zeh, you certainly should always try very hard to find wine. Sif Gimel, the Mechaber tells us, in lo yayin, if you don't have wine at all, v'lo shechar shamashkim, and you don't have any other beverage that it's acceptable, at least according to some, to make havdalah on, so what should you do? So he brings down Yesh Omrim, this is in the name of Tosos in Brachos, the Rebbeinu Yonah, the Augur, in the name of the Shibali Aleket, Shemutu lo lecho. Then you can eat without making Havdalah. Normally you don't eat before Havdalah, but if you don't have any Havdalah to make, so then you're allowed to eat. You don't have to fast. But then he brings down the Yesh Omrim. This is the Rosh in the name of the Rebbeinu Yonah and Tosfos. The Ri L'das HaGaonim, Shem Mitzap, Eshiel Olamacha. If you do expect to eventually have wine and be able to make Havdalah on Sunday morning, Lo Yochal Ad L'mocha Shiyadah. Then you shouldn't eat and wait till you make Havdalah the following morning. Mishnah Berurah Sif Kon Tezayin explains, if you have beer, but it's not called Chamar Medina, then these same rules apply. It's as if you don't have a beverage to make Havdalah on. Sif Kon Yudzayin, the Mishnah Berurah says, according to the first opinion, says you're allowed to eat before Havdalah, you certainly should make sure that you say after Chonan Tanu in the Maariv Shmon Esrei of Chonan Hadas. And even so, even if you ate now on Saturday night, according to this first opinion, you certainly should make Havdalah Sunday morning when you do get a cup, as we'll learn soon. Then the Mishnah says, there are those who want to say, some suggest you should just say the bracha of Amavdil without a cup of wine. However, he paskins v'ein lahoris kam. We don't paskin like this. This is brought down in the Shaar Tzion in the name of the Prima Godim and the Darkei Moshe. That which we said in the Gemara, didn't have anything to make Havdalah on Saturday night, and he waited till Sunday morning to make Havdalah and didn't eat then. He was taking a personal chumrah upon himself, but that's not the din l'maisa. However, Sharetzino Notes Yutes says that this is an appropriate midas chasidus lekuliyam if they can possibly do this. So you should not eat if you're going to make havdalah the following morning if you can tolerate it. Sivkon Yutes haynu b'boker, if you'll make it in the morning. Abel be'erev enu mechuy lamdan kokach. But if you're only going to have havdalah Sunday night, then you don't have to wait. Even according to this first opinion, v'efshar dafilu yosu mechatzos hayom enu mechuy lamdan. And any time you have the chatzos, you don't have to go and wait. We have another mission of a brewer or two to continue. Mitzvah Shem will do that tomorrow. That will conclude today's shir.